Frustrated.
Yeah, we're frustrated. I think everybody's seen this league. You look at the results today, it's frightening. On their day, anybody can beat anybody, I think. And the frustration, you know, there's a wee bit of ding-dong in the right manner in that dressing room after the game, at disappointment that the manner that we lost the goals today, you know, collectively, and I've got to say that as a staff as well, to lose the second goal in the manner we did. It's things that we work on in the training ground. We've not done our jobs properly, so it's something we can address and get better at. I can't fault the boys for their effort, their commitment. We created chances, we've hit the bar. There's been a few boys throwing their body in the line. I think we've come here and created more goal-scoring opportunities. So on that front, fully behind the players and the efforts that they gave. But, you know, credit to Alloa for winning the game football.
So you obviously got back into the game as well and showed that kind of character and were playing well at times.
Yeah, as I say, the boys are disappointed with the penalty decision in the first half. I've not managed to see it from the angle I'm at. Adamant that they didn't think it was a penalty kick. We managed to get back in the game with Kevin Nisbet. Probably Alloa had a 10-minute spell at that point where they put us under a bit of pressure, but we scored at a good time, finished the half well. Second half, we got at them, but equally I felt we were quite open ourselves, so we tried to change it. We're going with three up front and three in the middle of the park to bring us a wee bit more security in the middle. It didn't work. You know, we felt that the boys were more comfortable and more of an attacking threat, so we flipped it back to the 4-4-2, which has brought us success in recent weeks in games. So, as I say, it's not necessarily disappointed with the performance, but the results are sort of one to take.
You created enough chances, 10 corners and 10 shots, 10 efforts, but just lacked that finish, or maybe the Alba goalkeeper did rather well.
Yeah, as I say, they're throwing bodies in the line as well, and the thing that we've got to look at and address, and I keep talking about small steps to improve and get better, is we've got to give ourselves a platform to win games. And it was interesting that the last two, albeit at home, we've kept clean sheets. Today we've gave away two goals. Yes, we created chances on another day. You might have scored two or three goals, but you can't come away to games, you know, winning 3-2 and 4-3 to take 3 points. So that's no singling anybody out. That's collectively from the staff right through to the players. So something that we can work on and get better at.
Does it appear to be building some momentum there in the games prior to this as well? Is that obviously blow as well that's kind of coming to a halt?
Yeah, but it's how you respond now. And we got off to a tricky start to the season where the fixtures were coming at us and they weren't easy fixtures, and then we never put enough points on the board. We had that run of games where we were confident. I don't think that there was a lack of confidence here today with the performance, but as I say, we've lost bad goals and it's cost us.
Thank you.
Cheers.